once you have it in writing and you're playing the pedal point, then let's do the game where I stop you and you tell me, you don't have to tell me the one, but tell me whatever the other interval was that you just played, okay, when I say stop. So I'm turning the sheet over and just see how well you do, all right? Stop.
Five?
Correct. That's it. Keep going. Stop.
Four.
Correct. Nice job. Perfect. And you're going to do that with as many positions as you can today. So I'll let you guys work it out, and then I'll do the stop and the musical chairs thing with you. Good. Very good. The question is, are you counting? Like, do I know my scale and am I counting, or do you just hear it? The answer is you just hear it. It reduces a lot of mental clutter when your ear takes over. And there is an ear training component of this exercise, but I didn't talk about that, and I'm glad you asked that question. Because you start to just hear, like, or that's a flat 7 to me, because I've memorized a song, famous song, that has the flat 7, and I associate it with stone free in this case. Like stone, I'm going to digress for a second. The first two notes of Jimi Hendrix's Stone Free, which goes, I don't know if you know that song or not, but that's a flat 7. So whenever I hear that, even in a different key, when I hear, like, it could be stone free in a different key. And so there's really only 12 songs to memorize.
So you're picking up that distance between the two notes.
You're hearing it. Yes, you're hearing it. Absolutely. And this is why I chose the exercise of comparing it to the one all the time. Great question. How do you practice that? Well, you have to first assign, like Chad, I think you've assigned famous songs for each interval, and you just hear them, right?
Yeah.